going on here?
Ella está buscando su
cuidado. Ella está buscando su
pedazo una precio más bajito porque está diciendo a su supervisor que eso tiene Angie y si puede darse un precio más bajito, vamos a ver qué descuento tiene. Pero ella dijo que solo cuando tiene espacio para poner más gente ahí. Entonces. Sí. Yo les diga. Hello.
Yep. Hi. Thank you for holding.
Hi. Okay. So this plan is everything that her and I had discussed before you got on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He just yesterday got in contact and signed up with Angie.
Okay. Yes.
To be Angie listed.
Okay.
We were trying to communicate with Angie when we received the phone call from this lady to find out about Google.
Yeah.
We are concerned about, like, if you're allowed to have both and the prices, because we're already spending, like, $1,000 a month to be able to have Angie and to add an additional $12 a day just seems like we're not going to be making profits because we're going to be spending all of the profits on advertisement.
Yeah.
And
no, the timing
that's
quite high. The timing's perfect because with Google, you have to have a spot open in order to get up there. You guys are saying you just signed up with Angie's yesterday, so technically you could still get out of that. A big complaint that I've been running into, especially like the last three calls that I've had today with people that have used Home Advisor by Angie's, is they charge like 30 to 35% to get out of that contract. They don't want to be in that contract. It's not working for them, and they feel stuck. And then now all of a sudden I'm talking to you guys. You just signed up with them yesterday. But we have first page placement on Google available. That first page placement on Google will list you guys independently. We're not putting you on our site and then selling you leads that we're getting from Google like Angie's. We're a Google partner, so we would actually be building his site, putting him directly up there with his own reviews. Customers can call you guys directly without the lead fees or dealing with the leads going to other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll have your own Google business profile.
Eso es para hacer su propio profil en Google.
The best way to show them is if you just type in, like, construction in Canton, Ohio, and then scroll down a little bit on that.
Construction de Canton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Or pones siding de Canton, Ohio. Su nombre va a subir.
Exactly. The name, address, phone number, website. We'll build the website for them. The customers can just click on it and call them directly right off of that. If you scroll down past those top recommended guys, what we're
talking
about.
So are you saying there's a way to get out of Angie without the 35%?
Well, yeah, because legally you guys have 3-day right of rescission. So you can get out of it as long as you're still within 3 days.
Si tienes 3 días para tomar la decisión para quedar con Angie, un compañía que es carísimo y cuesta mucho. Y después de esos 3 días, tú tienes que pagar 35% para cancelarlo. Entonces, él diga que si tú quieres cancelar de Angie y hacer de Google, eso puede ser mejor para ti.
Right. And with this, you're looking at $299 month to month, not $1,000 a month.
Is that the lowest price we can get?
Yeah, that's with the discount.
Y eso es $299 por mes. Y el otro es $840 a mes. Él dijo que sí puede cancelar si no pasa 3 días. Pero si pasa los 3 días, ahí no puede cancelarlo sin pagar. Seguir con Angie. At this time, he would like to stay with Angie and said that if he would like to look into the Google, that if there's a way to contact, that I can take your information and we can contact. But for right now, he needs time to think about that because he already told me and it's already set up. It's already online and was an entire day just to get that set up. And
No, that's completely understandable. I do want to let you know, and if you let him know, you know, the only time we could put you up there on the first page of Google is when there is a position open. That's what why you guys are getting the call. There's only three general contractors that'll show for Canton and surrounding areas at a time.
Que solo tiene tres lugares en el momento que cuando tú buscas en Google. Que solo tiene tres lugares por la ciudad en un tiempo.
And it's month
y ahora
to month,
tiene
no
el
contract.
Primer lugar libre. Por eso ellos decirte, si tú quieres eso, tu nombre va a subir primero. Y eso solo es cada mes. Y si no te gusta, tú puedes cancelarlo cuando quieres.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a contract for, it's month to month, there's no other contract.
Correct. Yeah, it's a month-to-month service with us.
So solo cada mes. Y si tú quieres cancelar, cualquier momento tú puedes cancelarlo.
All the people on Google come back on their own.
Puedes cancelar.
No contract required.
He said usually there's some kind of catch. So he wanted to know what the catch was.
Yeah, no catch. If you go to your text messages, I sent you the pricing page. We've been doing this for 21 years. We're a premier partner of Google. Google advertising is all month to month. So the business owners that you see advertising on Google are not binded to any kind of long-term contract unless they themselves opted into one. Like they said, hey, I want to prepay for 6 months or 12 months because I get a better deal.
Hold on, let me translate. Tú tienes control de su en línea presencia. Para que la gente pueda encontrarte rápido en línea directamente a ti, que nadie está trabajando, ganando dinero de tu parte. Eso es solamente para ti. Y tú puedes tener los reviews y hacer todo de su éxito y todo. Y eso está en el negocio por 20 años y tiene más de 10,000 negocios que tiene confianza con ellos. Y tiene 4.9 y 5 estrellas. Y tiene una profesora así. Entonces, cuando tú ir y tú buscas aquí, él quiere que te enseñó en Google. Que busque en Google aquí y pone construction en Canton, Ohio. Tiene tres que sube aquí, ese, así. El tuyo puede ser el primero si tú pagas eso. $299 al mes.
And we'll build his website, everything as well. So he'll have that Google profile. Website, all is included.
So you guys build it. We don't have to build it. You guys do the building. You guys do all of the details.
Yep, exactly. Everything. Yep, we'll get the domain. We'll do all the graphic design, and we host. So we'll buy the domain, build it, and we'll host it. So if you ever wants to make changes to it, modify it, it's all a part of our services.
Y todo lo que hizo en línea, de logo, de graphic design, de todo, está incluido. Eso es mejor que pero Andy para más lugares. Pero tú puedes poner el tubo y si no te gusta, tú puedes cancelarlo. ¿Quieres probarlo? Dame la tarjeta, darle la información a ellos. I just went to Google. I did the construction in Canton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We're specifically siding. We don't do roofs. We don't do any of that other stuff. We do siding, like vinyl siding, cement, hardy cement siding, LP wood siding, aluminum coil wrap.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the roller to make the designs in the aluminum coil. We have, 10, 15 years experience with each one that's working. So
right. If you guys decide to move forward and he says yes, what I'll do is I'll create the account, secure that position for you, but I'll have an interview. We'll schedule an appointment with a bilingual representative here, and they'll go over all the services, how you want to be listed, how he wants his website to look.
If you want to set that up with me, it'll be easier. He works 7 days a week, and he basically told Angie that they had to talk to me because he didn't know what he wanted to put or how to do the stuff online, so he made me do it all.
Right.
And told them just to go through me. So basically, he found out about Angie and heard good reviews and stuff on them, which is why he went to them.
Uh-huh.
But he's really just trying to build up his own name because he's tired of working underneath anyone else. And so I love the fact that you guys called today because I feel like being under Angie, he's still having somebody over him.
Right. He's working for them at the end of the day.
Right. And he's making them money. When I told him, like, this is something you're going to be paying a lot of money for, and that has to be added into these estimates when we're giving people estimates that we're spending $1,000 a month for advertisement. We need to recuperate that money, too.
Yeah,
and
it's
so
excessive. It's excessive.
I explained that to him, and he's like, I can't do that to the people because they won't pay those prices. And I'm like, do you realize how much the companies that are paying you are making on these homes?
Mm-hmm.
They're making $40,000, $50,000.
Yep.
Do you realize how little you're making on these homes? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a huge difference when you're making, like, 10% of the profit.
Right. And they're taking advantage of the profit, right?
They're taking advantage of everybody in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting on a phone behind a desk making all the money while he's the one working 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. and barely making enough to pay all his employees. So,
yeah, I agree.
I've been trying to get him listed through somewhere and didn't know where to turn. I didn't know how to do it. So I'm glad you guys reached out to us. I don't know how to get him convinced to just let Angie go, but I have been struggling for the last 48 hours
mm-hmm.
with them because when I go on to see the profile, it's telling me something broke, there's an error, and I can't see the profile. And that, seriously, it's like driving me nuts because I am not able to get on there and see our page and see what it says, and I should be able to see it and make changes. Well, they also put down that he does brick. Well, we don't do mortar, and we're not masonry. So we asked for them to make some changes, which is what I was on the phone with them to do, to make these changes, because they put us up as doing things that he's not wanting to be signed up to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already got issues with them. 90% of them don't even speak very good English, and I can't understand them. They sound like they're a million miles away.
Mm.
So I've got some trust issues with that company already.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Well-documented
stuff. I mean, if you just look up FTC, like the Federal Trade Commission versus Home Advisor by Angie's, everything you're saying to me is like textbook Home Advisor by Angie's. All the business owners, like you're not alone. They deal with these same issues. The leads not being specific to them, not in the right area, not the right services. They just kind of lump them in a category, and then they're charging them leads.
Yeah, and they did have us with our address of where we're working out of in a completely different location. And we had to tell them to fix that, too. That was in the first hour that they just put whatever. And I was like, where are you saying? And they're trying to get them to work in Delaware and New York. And I'm like, we're not doing that.
Okay. So here's what I need from you. I sent two text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first one is just the pricing page. If you can click on that. scroll all the
way
down.
Hold on a minute.
Yep.
What? Hello?
Yep.
Hold on a second.
Okay. I just didn't know if you were
talking. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm back.
No problem. Yeah. So
you said
you sent
two text messages. The
first
one was
pricing.
The second one is the Google search. What is the Google search?
The Google search is just a simple search if you just ask Google, like, is Local Splash a Google partner? Because Google will actually delegate the responsibilities of getting the business owner listed and helping them generate leads to their Google partners. So I was just, it was just me making sure that you know you're talking to the right people, basically. And that's our company, Local Splash, and just verifying that we are actually a Google partner, right? And that's the most important thing. Home Advisor by Angie's, they're a reseller. I get you're having a bad experience with them. I don't want to spend all the time kind of bashing those guys. But if we can get his foot in the door and just even compare them, you know, it would be a no-brainer. It'll sell itself to you, especially with all the things that you're saying you're going over. But what I wanted to show you in the pricing page is there's a package.
Okay, one second. Eso, tú pagas $299 y tú tienes todo el control. Tú tienes todo... de todo. Ellos solo subirlo en línea nada más y hacer todo de arte gráfico. He said, is he allowed to use his webpage to sell anything if he's like wanting to sell his work trucks or something like that? Is he allowed to put it on his page that he has tools or a vehicle that is for work for sale, is he allowed to use that with it or no?
He wants to sell his work equipment?
He likes to sell the old and get new. He likes to sell the old trucks and get new. Like if he, because he goes and he'll sell the old ones and buy new ones.
I mean, honestly,
and if you can find a way to help him make that easier.
Yeah.
That's something he's really wanting, is like when he has a metal bender for the aluminum coil, if he can sell one to go buy a new one, if, you know, you can put it online and say, you know, this company is selling this, cuidado, porque eso tiene bastante metal ahí. He's selling this, that would help him greatly because he's got vehicles right now, work trucks that he is not going to be using. He's got, that he wants to get rid of.
If you bring in customers for him, would he be using those again? Or is his plan just to like get rid of those and upgrade?
No, he wants to upgrade. He's
okay,
trying to get rid of the older and get newer of everything.
Okay.
We just sold a house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got at least two trucks for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And we're struggling to get those trucks to sell. So, because we don't have anywhere to list them. And
Car
so.
Gurus.
Huh?
You ever heard of Car Gurus before?
Car Guru.
Yeah. Here, I'll send you the link. I got you. This will move it a lot faster than us just putting it on his website, you know? The people that he's been marketing to with us will be, like, people actually looking for siding jobs, you know, or, like, somebody to do a siding job for them. Like, they're looking for somebody to fix their house. So if I put the car on there, it's not really the audience that's looking for that work vehicle or that work truck. But I just sent you Car Gurus. People go to Car Gurus typically to buy cars, and you guys can list that.
Really quick, because he is going to be unloading, I would like.
But we could put the other things on there, like the metal bending machines, things like that. Absolutely. There's no rules against us, like, putting that on the site for sale.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I just want that to be, like a possibility. So if he needs to
100%,
sell,
he's got the
old scaffolding, the old ladders. He's trying to get all new equipment because he wants to keep his employees safe, but the stuff still works. So anybody else who's looking for it and needs it, they could buy it. Mm-hmm. That way he can upgrade because he's trying to do a lot of upgrades. Mm-hmm. And in the last 3 years, he's done a lot of upgrades.
Yeah.
Now, where we're trying to do, what we're trying to do right now is just to keep everything, like we've got some really old work trucks, okay? So I hate to even admit it, but his favorite work truck is a 99 Ford F-150 because that truck has never let him down. It's never let him sit, and it's handled the best. But the truck is breaking. And if he continues to use it, he is going to break the truck in half. So we have to upgrade to either a 250 or a 350 or something bigger. So he has been using Dodge Ram, and the Dodge Ram is doing well, but he wants a newer truck. So he would like to get rid of, he's got four, he would like to get rid of at least two of the trucks and possibly the other two as well and get one or two really good trucks. And that way they're more stable and they're not breaking apart on him.
Yeah.
So he is just wanting to upgrade with everything, and he came a long way from where he first started. And he was working for a company, and he was getting screwed over by that company, and I made him quit the company and told him that he will do better on his own, and proved by like $200,000 that I was right. So he trusts me to do a lot for him and with him to be able to help grow his company. So I do all of the paperwork. I do all of the translating. I do all of the communication.
I could tell, yeah.
Because he only speaks Spanish, and it's very, very difficult for him to have all of this going with the way that he's got everything going. It's very difficult for him to have to deal with the people and deal with everything. So I do it. And it just makes life a lot easier for him. And then I just call him and tell him what's going on, and he can continue working. And so it makes life a lot smoother. Now, you had told me, and I want to look it up on his phone, so because when I look things up on Google on his phone, 90% of the time it'll come up in Spanish. So if I can get on Google and I can look up that, did you say it was F as in Frank, T, C as in cat?
Federal Trade Commission. Yeah, FTC versus Home Advisor. I was like, huh? You have me lost there for a second. Yeah, FTC is the Federal Trade Commission, and then you could put like versus Home Advisor or versus Angie.
Versus?
Yeah, because they went to court. Like, they've been ordered by the courts to pay back millions of dollars to people over the last few years. I mean, it's been an ongoing thing since, like, 2014, the last 11 years.
Is that why they changed their name?
Yeah. Well, they bought Angie's List because Angie's List went bankrupt, and then they took everybody that was on Angie's List and automatically enrolled them into the Home Advisor by Angie's program. So they just basically merged it, and then those people ended up in a system where they had to, like, pay for the leads and, you know, involuntarily. So, yeah, it's bad. They've been caught, like, lying about where they get the leads, the quality of the leads, the likelihood the leads would result in jobs. They send people leads that aren't actually what they do or in the area. They don't customize it at all to the business owner. They just kind of put you guys all in this category of contractors. Contracting lead comes through. They send it to five of you. They deduct from your balance for, you know, the amount that's owed per lead or whatever. And then, you know, obviously only one person gets the job. So if it goes to five of you, that means 80% of you just got stiffed. And that's been an ongoing thing, and they haven't changed it. The things that they have changed are, like, they're trying to require you guys to be locked into a contract. So once you find out that you hate it, you got to pay this 30-40% cancellation charge, and then you're spending more money on things that aren't actually helping the business move forward. So I would highly recommend giving the Google advertising a shot on a month-to-month basis and doing that before you commit to anything long-term with those guys, because I'm pretty sure this would be the solution that you're looking for. They use Google in order to get the leads anyway, so they're just kind of like middlemanning it. He would have his own listings here, so his own website and everything.
I have another question then.
Mm-hmm.
You said that he would have 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, legally you have a three-day right of rescission for any marketing, but their cancellation policy would kick in if it gets past that period. So I think the reason they're kind of ignoring you guys or making it difficult for you to discontinue it is because they want it to get past that 3 days. Then they're going to answer the phone and go, hey, well, it's already past 3 days. That we could do, blah, 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 blah. They try to lock in. The reality is,
so how do you go about canceling it? Because if I can talk them into canceling it, I'll do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to contact them, the same people, the same numbers and customer service that sold it to you. So you got to continue to reach out to them. You could also threaten to file another FTC report. They're already in hot water, as you can see there. And I mean, legally, they can't hold them to paying for leads that he didn't get. So I mean,
but they
really
already took $840 out of the account.
Yeah. So
immediately,
I mean, always,
yesterday, before they even said whether or not he was approved.
See,
they've already taken the money.
You can even go to the bank and say that's a fraudulent charge. You know what I mean? And if that's a fraudulent charge there, you know, the bank will handle it, give you your money back, and then it's like, okay, what are they going to do if they don't have his card information? How are they going to charge him a cancellation fee or anything if they don't actually have his billing information, you know?
Well, they have the information.
Right, but I'm
because
saying if
they
you,
made
if
him
you
give him
it,
the information. No,
if
but they made him
the
give him.
Block it.
If we report it, they'll block it?
Yeah. Yeah. You never done that before? You never, like, actually blocked
well,
the transaction?
We've done it with other stuff, but we've never signed up for something and had to cancel like that. And
yeah.
This
yeah,
is our first
I mean,
time for trying
it,
to.
If you don't want to deal with those people anymore, you can go straight to the bank and tell them, like, stop all transactions. This is fraudulent. I didn't authorize this payment. And then they don't just, like, reimburse you and dispute the charges, but they'll block any future charges. So they won't be able to get into his accounts. They won't have anything. And then they might call you going, hey, did you know your account, your payment didn't go through? Like, yeah, I blocked you guys because I found out all this stuff and you weren't answering my calls, you know?
Well, and that's the thing. Every time we try to call and get a hold of the people that are supposed to be helping us set it up, we get
right.
50 other people and they call from a different number every single time. And then we get people that we can't understand them, they can't understand us, or they sound like they're a million miles away, and we explain that to them, and they're like, we'll call you back. They call us back, it's still no different, it's still the same thing, you still can't hear them, and they still don't speak English very well. And then they're like, well, how do you say it like this? I'm like, you're asking me how to say something that's your job. And I'm like, well, I don't know, because I'm trying to follow what you're even saying, and I don't know what you're talking about. So
yeah.
I don't
know like,
how you're supposed to say what you're trying to
say.
But it was, it's been a literal pain in my head for the last 2 days, and I'm trying to have patience because we do need the advertising, but I am having the biggest struggles because they're setting it up in a proper, in an improper way, and
right.
It's going to make it look like, in my opinion, you have to go to that website to even find it anyway. And that's not going to be as good as what they're saying. And they're saying that we'll have all these commitments and all these people are going to reach out and contact us. Mm-hmm. And the first person
everybody
that reached out and contacted us was you guys, because you guys seen it for mm-hmm. better advertising.
Right.
We've not had a customer reach out, and mm-hmm. I've actually had other people go and look for it. Two people told me they couldn't even find it. And we had some of our customers go on and give us reviews, and surprisingly, they all gave us 5-star reviews because they're all super happy, but I was, like, taken back by the fact that we did everything they asked us to do, and I can't even go and look at the page because it's telling me something broke and there's a problem.
Right.
And there's errors.
Early.
So, like,
early
obviously
on.
Something's
yeah, yeah.
not working. And this is the first 24, 48 hours. Like, why is it not working in the first 2 days? It's already broke. So what if it stays broke, like, the whole time he's paying all this money and people can't see it anyway? We're just giving them money for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. All I could say is that working with a Google partner is you have 24/7 customer service available to you. You have a dedicated account manager. Whoa, that was weird. I stuttered really bad. Sorry. You have a dedicated account manager and a whole team of individuals like myself that'll be making sure that it's working for you so you're never left in the dark. We also have an app and a tracking system that you could download, and you'll have full access to everything there too if you just happen to feel like not wanting to talk that day. You know, and so you don't have to deal with that. You could send things in and then we jump on it right away. It's a live chat. So any revisions, whether it be his website or anything else, you know, those are all, you have live assistance there to make sure it's working for you guys.
So, like, if we have doctor's appointments, we can just send it for the live chat?
Yeah.
And we don't have to worry about the calls coming in that we're going to miss potential customers.
Well, if you miss potential customers, like, they'll give you a Google Voice number, right? The Google Voice number will show a different number up there. This is optional, right? But it'll forward to his phone, and you save it on the phone as, like, the business name. So that way you know it's a business call. And we save it on the caller ID. So you have that. If you miss those calls, though, it'll save in the tracking system. So it'll save their number. If they leave a message, it'll be in there. Everything will be in there. So you'll have full – it's called a client relations management system. It's almost like having a file cabinet, a digital file cabinet for everything that has to do with your interactions with people that called through the leads and the online listings that we created for you.
Okay.
So it's all in there. So if you're missing them, you could be like, hey, we're
out
of
stock. Do you have a minimum or a maximum? Like, if we get, is there minimum and maximums? Like, if we get a lot of clientele?
No, it's not limited.
Okay, Angie's got a limit.
Yeah, no, it's not limited. So you're, like, we put you up there, they type in siding contractor, Canton, you're there, they can call you directly. If 100 people call you, your bill's the same. It's not going to change based on...
Okay, and can we put, like, distance on, like, how far we're willing to travel from home?
Yeah, so the maximum geo-targeted radius is 40 miles from your address, but a lot of business owners will actually shrink that. You could also cut out certain areas, too, if you'd like. So that is customizable, just like the phrases that you're being got for.
Like, we will travel like an hour and a half.
Yeah, that might be more than 40 miles.
We
could get
have Cleveland and places that are a little further. Singleton and Westlake.
But what I don't want to do is, like, have you guys throw the book at it.
Hold on, let me translate.
Okay.
Angie está en la corte por $3 million que tiene que pagar otra vez a la compañía porque está robando dinero de las compañías y se cambia su nombre. Yo te digo anoche que esta compañía cambiar su nombre, que antes es Angie's List así, ahora es Angie así, porque ellos tiene que pagar más de $3 million a la gente otra vez. Esto es del gobierno, que las compañías se mandan a la corte porque está quitando el dinero y no está haciendo el trabajo. Él decirte que tú puedes ir al banco, cancelar ese pago de 840 y bloquearlos, que ellos no pueden quitar más dinero. Y él te prometo que eso va a funcionar para ti mejor que Angelis. Es tu decisión en lo que quiere hacer, pero si tú esperas otro día más, no puede hacerlo. I just showed him the Federal Trade Commission, $13 million that had to be refunded to businesses, and that the businesses took them to court because they weren't taking it, and that he could go to the bank and cancel it and just try this. This is cheaper. This is more local. And this is something that if I can go on Google
better.
And I can see
everybody uses Google.
It's better.
Yeah. Like, he probably uses Google. They even have Spanish keywords.
We use Google every day.
Yeah, it's
and
no
I'm not
different.
Joking. We use Google every day. We use
right.
Google to find what we need. If we've got to go to a store somewhere near us, we Google gas near mm-hmm. me. We Google Lowe's near me, Home Depot near me. Whatever we need, we Google it all day long.
Yeah.
So I love the fact of using Google over using this because that's direct contact with his company instead of somebody having to go through another company and this company charging three times what you guys are.
Right. And a lot of that's unnecessary. That's going right into their pocket, not actually helping you.
And you speak English. And the lady that called me spoke English.
We speak Spanish, too.
And
we
yes,
got bilingual reps, too.
Okay, and that would be great because he needs that ability that
that's
he's
why
not
I mentioned
just
it.
Lying
I wasn't
on you,
trying to cut you out,
got the
but it was like, if he only speaks Spanish, we still want to have a bilingual customer service rep on the line if you guys call in. So that way, if it's him, he could still get help. It's not just like, oh, sorry, we don't speak English, bye.
He
you
won't deal
I mean?
With anything
Spanish,
online,
bye.
Though. I'm just going to let you know now. So
know,
when it goes to setting it
help,
up,
never...
when it goes to putting everything in, it'll be me. But to have someone explain to him
mm-hmm.
the whole ordeal with Angie List mm-hmm. and that FTC and that $3 million, like, just knowing that, he was very unsure about signing up with them, but he went for it because he needed to grow his business, and he's willing to spend money to grow the business. And he's done very well so far with growing the business, but I have a hard time trusting people when you can't call directly and speak to someone. You can't call directly and speak to someone who you can understand. Or who you can hear, that is a big red flag for me. I'm assuming these people are in other countries.
Likely. I mean, dealing with international reps, I mean, it's not uncommon for marketing companies. I don't want to bash them.
Give me 1 second. I have to translate. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, we're unloading the truck, and he had somebody yelling at him. I had to go translate what they were yelling at him for, because neither one of us knew what he was getting yelled at for, but we're unloading a load right now, so.
Totally.
So
I wanted to show you, though, earlier, I was trying to get you to the pricing page, because the package that I'm offering for you guys is called a Platinum Package Bundle. It's usually $5.99, and Tara and I got it reduced down to $2.99 month to month. So if you guys are willing to come on board with us today, it stays $2.99 month to month as long as you're with us, and there's no other charges.
Normalmente, cuesta $600 por mes. Está dándote un descuento de $299 por mes. Y eso se va a quedar, ese precio, por el tiempo lo que tú uses eso. Es mejor. Okay. Okay, so I just explained to him, I can't open the page. I didn't want to say that in front of him. But it's saying that it's blocked for some reason.
The pricing page?
So It's not, well, it just let me know. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it was telling me it was blocked because it was trying to say it was a spam call.
That's odd. Yeah, definitely.
No, it's our phone, how it sets it up. If we don't have it to where we block, like, it'll
you have to
block
give it access
spam calls because we have it set up to do that. And we have to allow the stuff to enter. Otherwise, it won't let us open what you send us.
Got it. You can see it now, though, right?
I opened it, and I can see three lines, home services, YS, contact, blog, and a phone number. And now I can see the page.
Okay, yeah.
So
you should,
now
you
the
scroll
page
down.
Is up.
You got to scroll all the way down to the bottom. There's a package called the Platinum Package. It'll have a little orange ribbon around it. It says most popular.
Platinum Premier.
Nope, keep going. The Premier ones have additional Google ads, which you would only need those if you wanted to show, like, further than the 40 miles. Then the package would be more expensive. I don't think that's necessary right now. I want to make sure you guys can handle the 40-mile radius and the local listing first before you talk about spending any more money, because I feel like this might be more than enough.
Okay.
Just the local listing. Right now, your next-door neighbor could even see you if they look up siding. So for you to go from not showing up to your next-door neighbor to showing up to everybody within 40 miles, I think it might be more than enough. But I do understand
okay.
wanting to get Cleveland. That's a great area. So if
well, we do like working in Cleveland because there is a lot of new builds.
Exactly.
And Canton
yes.
does not have a lot of new builds.
Right, and we see that in the Google Analytics, too. Like, Google has an analytics system that lets us see what services are being searched the most. That way we don't have to guess on how we're going to help you guys get calls and leads coming in. And I know Cleveland's a great area, and we may want to upgrade to that later, right? But for right now, I want to see what happens with this first before I say,
so
hey, let's
it says on this line,
mm-hmm.
$2.99 setup fee and $5.99 a month. But you're
right.
saying if we start this today, it's $2.99 to start and only $2.99 per month.
Bingo.
As long as he stays on it.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got it. I'm waiving the setup fee, and I've reduced it down to just $2.99. In light of your situation, normally it's $8.98 the first month, $5.99 monthly. But if you're saying he just spent $1,000, you got to get rid of this. You got a bunch of stuff you're going through already there on that end marketing-wise. Look, this is what
well, I still have to convince him. I still have to convince him to go to the bank to try to cancel that other one because he's just looking for advertisement and he's needing it now because we have to keep
There's
business
no
moving or our employees
it.
Are going to go with another company.
Yeah, what I wanted you to see, though, and the reason I wanted you to see this package, right, is because this package – if you look at it, it's not just Google, right? It's Bing. There's Facebook business profile with Facebook ads. Now we're talking a whole different ball game here. There's a directory submission with Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones and the mobile platform. I mean, they're not just limited to a desktop search for a siding contractor. They pull out their phone. They do an Amazon Alexa voice search. Alexa, find me a siding contractor. He's there, right? So that platinum package is a game changer. You have all your eggs in one basket right now at $1,000 a month with Home Advisor by Angie's. They're doing all of this stuff to get leads and then selling you the leads. We're going, hey, we'll build all this stuff for you independently.
Okay.
And you guys keep it. So if you ever do leave us later, you still have all these things. Not saying you will. But it's just I'm setting you up for success here and trying to build something long-term with you guys. That way you don't have a problem paying every month.
If it's successful, he won't leave it because
– Exactly. That's why we're not telling you need to sign a contract. So because we're going, hey, once you see everything we're doing for you and you have that tracking system, you'll be able to log into and see what we're bringing in for you guys. There's smart business owners not going to cancel on profit. If you spend a dollar and you can see you're making $5 to $10 back for every dollar, you're not going to cancel that. We know that. And with this pricing structure
right.
and package, that's what I foresee.
And like $10 a day is simple to handle.
Yeah, it's a Subway
sandwich. And especially when we would have more going on. And I like the fact that you said that there's online people that will talk real time whenever somebody's got a question.
Live support.
Now, how can we go about making sure they're getting the right answers?
What was that?
How do we go about making sure that the people are getting the right answers to the questions that they'll ask you? Do you ask all the questions to us and make sure, these are things that we do?
That's what I was telling you. So if you want to do this, I'll create the account, secure that spot for you, get you the receipt, everything in writing, and I'll schedule an appointment for what's called a client interview. We'll sit down with the bilingual rep, and they'll interview you. We'll customize the whole campaign, website, everything.
In person or over the phone?
It'll be over the phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do this.
All right, let me create the Google Business Profile. You only got to create your Google Business Profile one time for as long as you own the company. On the first page of Google, they usually only want one phone number listed, though. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, 575-9103.
Yep, that's what I have. And then they'll offer you the tracking number during your client interview. Okay, so I'll put call tracking number request. Okay, and then what's your first and last name?
It's all going to be under Francisco Frias Sanchez. The last two names is just a space in between, no hyphen.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Frias Sanchez.
Okay, got it. Yeah, my wife is Latina, so I get that. They hyphenate the last name. I go, isn't Hill so
he
much?
He does not hyphen. He just does a space.
Yeah, they carry both of them, though. Hers was like Salinas Rodriguez, and then we got married, and I'm like, isn't Hill just so much easier? I got to do all that scribbling. Okay, Francisco Frias Sanchez. And then what's the business email address? I'm going to send a receipt and everything in writing because of all the discounts that we've applied. It'll also document every service we're providing for you guys.
FranciscoFrias515@gmail.com.
Francisco Frias 515?
Mm-hmm, 515.
Okay, got it, at Gmail.
Gmail.com.
Okay, got it. And then Google will send a PIN to you guys in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. There's a little five-digit number on the back of it we need. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there on Google, kind of indicating where you are. Now, I can hide this address. You don't have to display it if you don't want to.
We do not want our address being displayed, which is one of the problems I had with Angie. They know where we live. They know too much information when you go through Angie.
I promise you that won't be the case here. So we'll hide it on all platforms that we create for you. But we do have to send that PIN.
Can put general area Canton and or North Canton.
Oh,
that is okay. But we don't want our home address listed.
Right, right. So let me be extra clear, right? The street address will be hidden. City, state, and zip will be displayed.
Okay.
Okay? So I'll hide it for you. But we do still have to send that PIN out or at least verify it with Google. And then
it'll
put the PIN in a general area. So what's the street address?
1242.
1242.
W-O-R-L-E-Y. Avenue. Worley Avenue.
Oh,
Northwest. Canton, Ohio.
Okay. Got it. 44703.
44703.
Yep. Gotcha. Jinx. Okay. And then do you want the whole business name capitalized? I noticed it's under Francisco Frias Construction, all caps.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and update. All right. And then we are going to buy a domain name for him, which is just like FranciscoFriasConstruction.com. But if you have like photos or a logo, you need help with the logo, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll help you with the logo. But any pictures that you have, send it to the email address. So that way we can upload it to all platforms, not just Google and his website. I just texted you that email address. And then the website or the logo is included. Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, I was telling you the logo is included.
Okay.
Yep.
He likes blue. So if you can include blue in his logo, the color blue,
mm-hmm.
that would be a positive thing.
It's my favorite color, too. all shades. I used to only say baby blue when I was younger.
Red, white, and blue are his country flag colors, and blue is his favorite color. So,
is he from here originally, or where's he from?
Dominican Republic.
Dominican, okay. Likes the color blue. Originally from DR. Maybe they can incorporate something like that too.
He's got
DR type
him and flag. Him and his top hand man is Dominican, and two employees are Venezuelan.
Got it.
And so, if we can make this like a if there's any way to incorporate a little piece of Dominican in there, that would actually be good.
Yeah. That's what I put in there. I put, likes the color blue, originally from DR, if we can incorporate that. And then if there's anything that you have or that he tells you later, like, I like this, please send it to that photos@localsplash.com so we could use it as a reference point or like a starting point. And then we can fully customize it from there, kind of build on it from there.
So on the photos that I have, there's some work that's more difficult. He likes to advertise. Like, he can do the tough drops, the angles, the bay windows, the stuff that other people don't like doing and charge a ton of money to do. He's capable of doing these, and he does them very well. And so he's very proud to say, hey, you know, I can do this bay window, I can make it look good, I can do this chimney that's got a weird angle, and it's brick, and you want to cover it with siding. It takes a lot of time, it's a pain in the butt, we hate doing it, but we're able to do it.
Yeah, like, they can't do it, but we can. That's always something that we highlight. We always try to separate our clients from the pack, because we want to make sure you're successful. If you're not making money, we're not going to make money each month. So we'll definitely get in there.
We do vinyl. We do hardy cement siding. We do LP wood siding. We've got the metal benders for the aluminum coil. We've got the design maker to put in the aluminum coil to make those pretty designs around your doors and garages and make it all fancy. And he does a lot of... He likes to do the new installs. Those are what he would rather stick with, but he does do repairs and tear-offs and remodels. But he would rather, because when you're doing remodels, you can't really give an exact estimate because you don't know if the wood underneath it is all rotted out and needing to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So
then you have these unnecessary expense that you have to explain. It just causes a pain in the neck for everybody. Yeah.
And then people complain because,
you said that it was going to cost this.
Right.
So I've dealt with that a lot.
New installs as much as possible, but when things get slow, we won't turn down a remodel. So if we can try to stick to new installs, that's what we prefer. But we'll do remodels, just we can't be busy with new installs when people are asking for remodels because they take so much more time.
So I've notated all of this, but the client interview technician will go over that again at, during our client interview. So I kind of put in like everything, vinyl siding, cement siding, has all the equipment necessary, does new install and repairs, prefers the new installs, won't turn down the remodels, but prefers the new install. So I'm notating all of this, but they're going to go over it again because that's really what that client interview call is about customizing it and actually implementing it into the system. So,
and we do multi-story buildings, including commercial, but we like to try to keep it within a safe range because anything over three floors, we have to get a lift machine. So we like to try to do anything three floors or less. But we've done other styles.
I know, scaffolding is a pain in the butt, though, so I get that.
Oh, no, we do scaffolding on almost every job because it's easier than the ladders.
Yeah.
So the scaffolding is a given.
Okay. All right. But over three stories, you're going to need another level. So it's not just scaffolding. You have to get like a whole, like lift, basically.
You have to get a lift machine.
Okay.
Like a GE lift machine, which are very expensive to rent. And we would like to avoid doing that unless it's a huge project. And then we would definitely add it into the total, and it would just be a really huge project. And that would just, it kind of puts us where a little more dangerous. It would be a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
So
yeah. The insurance.
We'd like to stick to three stories and down.
Gotcha. I've notated that as well. I got it all. So again, they're going to go over it again during the client interview, but I'm just taking that down so that you don't forget later too, and they already have it. Okay. All right. So I got your account set up. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Can you repeat that? He turned the heater back on. I can't hear you. Hold on. Just a second.
The hours of operation for the company.
Okay, hours of operation?
Yep.
Yo no puedo escuchar. Hours of operation is from daylight to dusk. But we take calls whenever. So we would like people to be able to ask their questions 24/7.
Okay.
You said you have that online thing to where they can talk 24/7?
Yep. Yep, they could do that. But typically we prompt them to contact you guys or call you guys, or they can fill out the form on a contact us profile on the website that we create for you. And those will all get forwarded to the app. So if you miss the calls, it'll still be in the app. The contact us forms, if they fill that out through the site, those get forwarded to the app. The live calls come through live. Typically you have best success if you answer the live calls as they come through. Then they don't go calling other people or getting other quotes. But, you know.
Okay, so I would say just do like, I don't know, 6 to 9, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. or, I don't know.
It's okay. We could start 6 to 9, and then I could put open availability for phone calls. So 6 to 9 will look like the working hours for you guys. And then for phone calls, call anytime. You know, you guys don't want to miss the opportunity if it happens to be 9:30 and they want to talk to you guys about a huge project.
Sometimes there's like emergency situations where somebody, and we've had this happen, where somebody put someone on the job and they mess stuff up and then they have to call to try to find somebody to take the place, or they didn't show up. Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to be able to reach out and get our help when they need it.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a storm and it damaged the whole side of their house. And water's coming on.
I'm also like a money guy, too, where I go like, okay, look, we could still help you, but additional fees might apply if it's after the...
Because he's got a huge heart, and he will help. So if it's emergency situations, then we would like to also be there to assist in that for those emergency situations. If you could give me a second, I need to translate.
No worries.
Okay. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. So I have the profile created. What would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
Like how soon do they do that? Is it something that can be done today?
Yeah. Let me pull up the calendar.
Because today he's with me and he can answer the questions with me.
Yeah, perfect.
Tomorrow he's going to be working 3 hours away.
So I have one slot left today. It's actually in the afternoon, so it's going to be at 6:30. Eastern.
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. All right. So I'm going to schedule
6:30 hoy va a llamar a hacer entrevista para meter toda la información en Google. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to schedule that one. Let me make sure I get that spot for you guys right now. So let me grab this.
Okay.
And then where is the email? Sofrias515@gmail.com. Okay, enter. Boom. Schedule event. Okay, perfect. So there's a calendar invite that's going to be sent to your email, and then there's going to be an automated text message that'll come through at 5:30, 1 hour before.
As a reminder.
Yep, it's just a reminder. It's just a heads up. Like, by the way, your interview's coming in an hour.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Visa card.
Okay. Now, is this under his name, the business name, or both?
Yes. Both.
Both. Okay. That's good, because this is a write-off for you guys, actually, in just about a month here. So that'd be nice.
Yes.
Get it back that way. It's almost like a free month. And then is the billing address for the card the same as the street address that you gave me for Google to verify? Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
Okay. So it's Francisco Frias Sanchez, Francisco Frias Construction, Visa, 4427-4203-4218-7108.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
10/28.
And three-digit code on the back?
846.
Okay. Okay, stay on the line with me. There's going to be a security question for the account in case you want to make changes and we just want to verify your identity, or vice versa. If you get a call from our company and you want to verify the identity, you have three options for this. You could use his mother's maiden name, the city he was born in, or his first pet's name.
City.
Okay. You want me to just put Dominican Republic?
No, Miches. M-I-C-H-E-S.
Oh, okay.
Surprising, I know all these things, right?
Yeah, I'm like, you know him really well. Right.
I have to do this on a regular basis for everything. And when he has used the other two as security questions, he never gets the answers right, and it causes a problem.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he won't forget where he's from. And
better
he
not.
Knows what city he's from, so that's what we're using. Is that.
I know for sure about people from the Dominican Republic is they're extremely proud people of where they come from. Like he's not going to forget that.
Right.
All right.
And that's something that Dominican people, they're just a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, fiery. I know. I feel like I remember everybody that I've met from the Dominican Republic. They always have big personalities, you know, and they're just fiery.
Well, he's not that big of a personality, but he's a big dude. So people remember him because he can carry everything that he works with by himself.
Wow. That's wild.
So they remember his size.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard to forget. Our CEO is actually like that, too. He's a little socially awkward sometimes, but
he's a
power. Like, he's like 6'6", and just as smart as they come. Like, he's
super intelligent, and he's just solid.
Yeah,
he's a solid person. He's solid.
That's great.
Exactly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'm definitely hooking you guys up with a bilingual representative. I'll still be here with you, but the bilingual representative is there. So if he ever does have concerns, I know you say you handle it. I trust that you handle it. But if he ever has concerns, he can call in.
Una persona que habla en español que va a estar en la llamada a las 6:30 para que tú entiendas todo. Okay? Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, because his card information's on there and stuff, so it's like, you know, if he ever calls in, he's the boss. Like, I'm not undermining you at all when saying that. I just want to make sure.
Si tú haces la llamada, tú eres el jefe, tú puedes hacer cambios lo que quieres. Pero ellos tienen derecho a hablar conmigo para que tú no tienes que estar haciendo todo eso. Yo puedo hacerlo por ti. ¿Está bien? He said that's fine.
All right, perfect. And then I've sent over my contact information. If you'd like to provide that to him as well, that'd be awesome. Greatly appreciate
yes.
it. I probably won't understand him.
No, no, it's fine. But at any point in time, if you do hear from him and need me to translate it, you can
yeah.
always call and say, hey, he sent me this. He's asking a question. I don't
well,
understand
that's
it.
Why I'm bringing in the translator, too. Like, we'll have the bilingual rep mm-hmm. on both ends, right? So anything, if he just
okay.
sends it through, I have live reps here that'll be able to translate it as well. No problem.
That sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
Faster than Google.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're able to communicate, which is what I appreciate more than anything with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because being able to understand is everything.
Yeah, you can't.
And that's one of the
things. Something like this without good communication. Super important.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can't believe they even left them high and dry like that, but I'm happy that we found you guys because it's not too deep into it that I'm like 99.9% confident he'll be able to get out of it. And everybody that I talk to that's been using that program recently, they always tell me like, man, why didn't you guys call us sooner? They have this 30% cancellation, you know? So I'm happy.
Yes, and I did read that about the 35%.
Yeah.
And I told him, are you sure? And he said, I need something, so just do it. And I was very hesitant after speaking to multiple people that the only ones I could understand are the Spanish translators.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy. Like, so pretty much everybody that you spoke with that was supposed to be English didn't sound like they were from the States.
None of them.
That's so interesting, because I know they're based out of Colorado. I wonder when they started doing that.
Not a single person spoke perfect English, except for the Latino people that were translating for Spanish.
Wow.
And they spoke perfect English and Spanish.
Jesus.
So that's a big red flag right there.
Well, that won't be a problem here at all. So I have sent over everything in writing as well.
Okay.
I just want to confirm that
Thank
you got
you.
That.
Te manda todo por correo electrónico y algo por la casa, porque cuando tú buscas algo en Google y tú ves el punto, la flecha rojo, de punto rojo, donde está la cosa, para que te ponen la flecha por Canton y no va a decir tu dirección de la casa por todo el mundo. Eso es otra cosa.
And then I'm also going to
okay.
have those same subscription terms sent over in Spanish as well.
Into the email.
It'll be emailed and then I believe text messaged as well too. Unless
okay.
you guys opt out of it, there is a section in that agreement if you go in there and you can actually opt out of the SMSs if you guys don't want the texting and you just want everything emailed.
And you can do both because
yeah.
I checked the text and he checks the email.
We like
so
having as many of them open as
email?
Possible. Like, we're like, hey, if you're open
yeah.
to text calls and emails, like I said, more communication, the better, you know? Because sometimes
yeah.
you might send something over, and then we're like, what do they want us to do with that? And it's like, okay, we just got to call you.
And do we have a direct line to be able to communicate if we have questions or concerns?
Yes, yeah. Go to your text messages. I sent you my direct number and extension, and then our phone number and customer service line, it's the same number. It'll actually be attached to every text and call that you get from our company. I'm actually texting you from that line.
Okay. That's
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah. You can call in anytime. And if you press 1, you get a live operator anytime.
And what is your name?
My name is John. My last name's Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm the director of operations here, so usually they only have me jump on the line if it has to do with, like, getting a reduced rate because I put you guys on, like, the platinum for $299 and I waived the setup fee for you. Otherwise, Tara
uh-huh.
and my representatives, they usually kind of handle a lot of it. But you guys got to direct
okay.
connect to the man upstairs. And then, obviously, like I said, we have about 450 people that work here, so there's a 24/7 customer service department available to you.
Nice.
I'm only here 7 to 4, just as a heads up. But
okay.
Yeah, we got reps that, as I'm leaving, they're starting.
Okay.
All right. And then.
I just wanted to notate all of this because it's nice to have all the proper information, because when we started with them yesterday, we did not have the proper information. We could not contact anybody for questions. Yeah. I was basically left on my own to try to create this app profile, and it totally shut down and said it broke. So, I mean, I don't know if I was doing too much too fast or if they were trying to work on it at the same time, but something broke and it wouldn't work. And so right now, if I get on it, it don't work.
Jesus. So now, speaking of apps, so Home Advisor, Angie's, or we call them, they're going to be a thing of the past here. If you go to your app store, you type in our company name, Local Splash. It's got a navy blue and orange LS.
Is it splash like a light or splash like water?
Like water, splash.
Okay, so I misunderstood when I first got the call.
No, that's totally fine. Totally fine. So it's okay. Local Splash. No matter what device you have, you just go to App Store, type in our company name, the app will pop up, you can download it. The username and password's in your text messages already. It's going to be the phone number, and then Cool Media will be your password. You could change your password to whatever you like once you get in there, but I do want you to have access to that and be familiar with that system if you're handling the marketing, okay? We don't want you guys missing the jobs as they're coming in.
Okay.
Okay. But as of right now, you're pretty much good to go. So I want to officially, like, welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. I do have that client interview call scheduled at 6:30, so I'm going to spend the next 30 minutes pretty much just notating the account, make sure everything's set up for that call to go through smoothly. First month's payment went through today. It's the 11th of December. Each month on the 11th day, it's set up to automatically renew at $299. Okay. It's month to month. You can cancel at any time. We do ask for you to verbally commit to it for 90 days. Okay. We ask for a 3-month commitment. Just because we want you to be able to see the full results of it. You know, we know if you give it 90 days, there'll be more than enough ROI there for you to go, okay, this is my long-term solution. The longer you're up there, the better it gets, right? With Google, you got more people seeing you in those search cues.
Por lo mínimo, vamos a probar esto por 3 meses. Sí. Necesita que tú dale chance que esto va a funcionar para ti. Solo cada mes que le pago se puede cancelarlo cuando quieres, pero él quiere que tú dale 3 meses para ver que eso funciona. Eso es todo.
Yeah, he'll love it. Like I said, Google Advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 18 years, and I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. Google's got that market, like, cornered. It's the number one search engine in the world. So, but even if they aren't searching on Google, right, we have your bases covered on Facebook, Yellow Pages. So,
needed to show him that thing on my phone where it says, eso es lo que tú estás pagando. Pero no estás pagando
300.
Estás pagando 299 de Google, de Bing, de SEO content creation, de soporte de cliente, de Facebook, de un directorio. Ellos van a monetizar los reviews, que todo está bueno de los reviews, de los reportes, de las llamadas y en línea, tú puedes tener, cuando nosotros no tenemos tiempo a contestar las llamadas, que ellos van a contestar las llamadas de preguntas por la gente. Ellos van a hacerte un logo. Y yo le digo que tú le gusta azul y tú eres de dominicano. Y Alexa también. Entonces, ¿va a funcionar por Android y por en the bank? Okay. ¿Va a funcionar por Android y de Apple iPhone también? Okay. Okay. I explained the Platinum setup since he was busy when we went over all of that.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. And then we sent all of it in writing as well, too. So the main things that
y te manda todo por tu correo electrónico, que tú puedes leerlo en español.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll all be in writing for him as well. We don't want to leave him out of the loop. But for you, the whole time we've been talking, I did not get your first and last name. I did want to add you to the profile as well because I feel...
I do not want to be listed. You can put Patricia.
It's just for us, Patricia.
Okay. You can put Patricia and that's all.
Okay, I'll just put Patricia. That's fine. I just want to make sure that they know, okay, like if they get a call from you, they're going to be, hey, who's this female? This isn't Francisco. All the names on the encounter, you know what I mean? And then they're just like, I don't know. That she answered the security question, but who knows who this is? And they might kind of withdraw his information from you because they're not sure. So I'll put Patricia, marketing manager. Is that your role there?
Everything. All the paperwork translation, pretty much, yes.
I'll put his right hand. Marketing manager and right hand lady. All right, there we go. And then your phone number is this phone number that we're on?
Yes.
Okay, all right. We'll just go ahead and save. Boom. Helps him with everything. All right. So we are good to go. I just want to make sure, like, for the verification, that you understand, like, anytime you're contacted by another company, if they're not us and they're doing your online listings, before you sign up for anything, just double check that you guys aren't duplicating anything or paying for something that we're already doing for you, okay? Want to keep the overhead low.
Okay.
The lower the overhead, the more success or more likely the business is to be successful. Why we don't want that $1,000 marketing number for Angie's every month. It's excessive.
Correct.
Unless you guys have like a huge crew and can run like five.
We're headed to the bank. We've got to see what we can do about that. So we're going to the main office because we can walk in and let them know, hey, this is happening right now, and we need to deal with it, as soon as possible.
In person's the way. They might tell you to jump on the app in his banking system and then actually talk to one of the reps over the phone there. I've had my clients tell me that.
I can do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you a heads up, though.
They've been calling, but here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I told them yesterday and this morning if they cannot fix the problem, we will cancel the service.
Yeah.
And I gave them the heads up, and they haven't fixed the problem. And so they were given the warning, and they did not heed the warning. I'm being serious, and I'm being very serious.
I see. I know. I love it, though. It's awesome.
You've got to show that, you know, if we're paying that much money, that you're going to make it work.
Yeah.
100%. And that's the thing, like, that's not chump change. We're trying to put faith in something that is going to work. Well, if I can go on Google and I can look siding or construction and Francisco's company comes up, I'll be happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll be the easiest way.
Yeah, a couple things I want to keep in mind, though, too. So for Facebook and all the other listings, you'll see those ones a lot quicker than Google. You have to get the business Google verified first. We're going to walk you through that process. So they might ask you to send in some documents, things like that. So that way you guys can get the badge and check mark on there that'll say you're a Google verified contractor. That goes a long way as far as like credibility for people hiring you guys, especially since we're going to be starting out with like no reviews.
Can you get the reviews off Angie's before we cancel it?
We can't copy paste reviews. Google has verified reviews, so it has to come from like somebody logged into their email address and then they type it and submit it. That way it's traceable back to them. That's also to protect you guys.
I can just,
somebody can,
when we get that, I can send the same people that I sent yesterday's.
In your tracking system, there is a link to do that. We have to build the Google business profile and get it verified first. And then once it's up and running, mm-hmm. you can just send them text messages from your tracking system and app. You can literally just punch in their phone number and it'll say request review. It's super easy.
That sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. Super useful tool to help build everything up. And we also send reminders too when you complete jobs, or if you put in the tracking system like job completed or this one's completed, like I'm done with the lead, they'll say, okay, don't forget to request a review. You'll get like a little notification.
All the pictures I have are of completed jobs that I could have posted on the site.
That's perfect. Yeah. Send them in. photos@localsplash.com. Send in as many as you can. Like, honestly, you can never have enough, because we're going to build this Facebook page, Yelp, the website. He's going to have the Google business profile. So there's so many different pages that we're using online that we could use that content for, just to show off that he can do these things. You know what I mean? I know you were saying earlier, there's stuff other people can't do. He will do a lot of the harder jobs. If you could send those in and we have pictures of it, even though he doesn't have the reviews, they could see that goes a long way. The Google verification and all those photos will help a lot.
All right. I've got plenty of pictures.
Yeah, send them. Send them. And we ask you to send them to photos@localsplash.com, because then they don't get pixelated. You don't have to worry about the quality going down.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you. You went away for a second.
Yeah, well, I think we just drove through a bad spot.
Okay.
Because he's on the phone with his daughter and just cut out too. So.
No worries. I was just wrapping up the call, though. I just wanted to let you know, like, we're looking forward to working with you. You have a team of people here that are here to assist you too, so you're not alone on that front. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call. I got you guys scheduled for 6:30, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Patricia. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.